Greetings again, pilgrims on your way to Bethlehem. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from the broadcasting studios in the heart of Arthur, Illinois, the parsonage, the house of peace. And today we have our next installment, number 6, on our Advent daily devotionals. It's the personal version. It's still the first week. It's Friday. It's December 4th. Today we bring you a devotional from the book Lo, an honest Advent devotional by John Pavlovitz, as he tells his story in parallel with the Christmas story. Today's devotion is called Eyes on the Road. Eyes on the Road starts with a scripture verse from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. That's Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus says this, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." John Pavlovitz shares this. "Growing up in Syracuse, New York, I heard the phrase lake effect snow at a very early age. The condition develops when air moves across large expanses of water, like the Great Lakes, picks up moisture from lower, warmer layers of air, and moves it into the colder air above, freezing it and swiftly depositing it on land in large quantities of frozen precipitation. But I never knew this when I was younger, and I really didn't care for the meteorological explanation. I just knew that it often snowed. A lot. I have countless memories of driving in sudden and complete whiteouts on rapidly disappearing roads that only a few moments earlier had been clear and unobstructed. It took every bit of attention to keep from sliding off the pavement and into the encroaching drifts beside us. You'd often arrive at your destination with your fingers cramped from white-knuckling the wheel the whole way and perhaps a bit out of breath. But most of the time, you made it safely. Turns out that when you're that invested in a task, you tend to do pretty well. Many years ago, as a young youth leader, I was talking with my pastor about the future, one I was overly worried about. And he said this, "John, do you know why a bluebird finds worms? Because that's what it looks for." He told me that much of what we discover in this life is about the questions we ask, the things we give attention to, and the way we invest our time. He reassured me that the more aware I was of the orientation of my life at any given moment, and the more intentional I was along the way, the more I could rest in knowing I'd eventually end up where I need to be. It's a truth I've held on to ever since. The spiritual journey isn't always one of seeing in real time, but about paying attention in the present and the eventual arrival. This helps me when the road gets obscured and the way forward is difficult to spot. Today, you may be unsure of the road ahead, feeling fruitless in your efforts or hopeless in the moment. Keep going. Rest in the knowledge that even in the squalls and whiteouts, and places where the path seems unclear, you'll end up where you need to be. Amen. Today's benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.